Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Chof Gimel in the Ezra Hadar edition, Perek Sheni in the middle of Halacha Hey. Towards the end of the previous Daf, Daf Chof Beis, the Gemara brought a machlikis of Bar Kapro and Yabirichon. The Torah said that Hava'oro, meaning lighting a fire and burning something, and Chabala, which means creating a blemish, causing a mum, these things don't have to be letzoyrich, they don't have to be in order to achieve something beneficial like other melachas of Shabbos. But Rabbi Yochanan says, you need to have something, some benefit coming from the Avara or from the Chabala. From the Avara, you need the ashes. From the Chabala, you need the blood. Bar Kapra says you don't have to have any benefit at all. It could be completely mekalka, just to ruin something. Usually mekalka yapater, but by Havara and by Chabala, your chayav. So the Gemara now continues his discussion. Says the Gemara in Chof Gimel Amud Aleph on the first line, V'kashyo al de Bar Kapro. We had a question of Bar Kapro. Havara lindo al kol ha-melochos shebetoyro. Havara teaches in all the melochos of the Torah. Meaning, in the Torah, there is a Isur Melocha on Shabbos. Lo yisa Isur Melocha. But then there is a specific pasuk speaking about Havara. Lo yisevaru eish b'chol moshvoy seichem. So the question is, why is Avora Yotzas? Why is Avora stand on its own? So one explanation is, Avora Lechalek Yotzas. What does it mean, Avora Lechalek Yotzas? Avora teaches you in all melachas of Shabbos, that if someone forgot about Shabbos, and he did many melachas, then he did a few melachas, multiple melachas, he's chayav on each one. How do we know that? The fact that Avora stands on its own, it teaches you in each other melacha, that they stand on their own, and they bring about their own korban chatos. So Havara teaches you about all the other melachos. So says the Gemara, if Havara is the teacher, is the melamed to all the other melachos, kulun letzoyich v'hi shelo letzoyich. So all the other melachos, you will require it to be letzoyich. Shav melacha she'ein tzuch leguf. Has to be a melacha which is needed. Havara, which is the teacher, it doesn't have to be needed because according to Bar Kapro, Havara does not require to be something needed. It could be even bekilkul. Says the Gemara, my Abayisi. In Yisroel ke Rabbi Yochanan do amar Havara limdo ka melachos shebetoyro. Your question is a good question. If Bar Kapra agrees with Rabbi Yochanan that said Havara is the teacher and all the other melachos of Torah, meaning the fact that Havara is a standalone lav, is the teacher that all the melachos you have in each one on its own, even though he did multiple at the same time. But there is another explanation why Havara yotzas, why Havara stands on its own. Now who is that? That's a blazer. Hablazo amar Havara limdo latzvo. Havara is not teaching in any other melachas, it's teaching on its own, that what? Rav Lozer learns l'lav yotzas, meaning to tell you that all the melachas, if one did it by mezi, he's going to chayav skilo, and if not, he's chayav karis. But by Havara, it's a lighter lav, and you only chayav a lav. It's only the malchus. You don't have more than that. That's why Havara yotzas, that's why it goes, that's why it stands on its own, to teach you that it's a different melacha than the other melachas. It doesn't teach you about other melachas, teaches only on its own, and if there's no question about Kapro, how can Havara be different? Says the Gemara, V'leis l'Rav Lozer, we're going to use the Reb Chaim's gear, so, V'leis l'Rav Lozer, l'chayv v'kol achas v'achas, according to Rav Lozer, the Havara does not teach you this limud. How do you know when a person, when one does multiple melachas, he's chayv in each one? Does Rav Lozer disagree with that concept? Says the Gemara, Ashkach tani v'shav Lozer, we found a bright, the name of Rav Lozer, Heino, it says the Pasuk is the word Heino, Me'achas me'heino l'chayav al kol achas. The teacher that you chayav on each one, so he has a different drush to teach you how that every melacha is chayav on its own. So when nicha havara, okay, that's good with havara. That's the one topic we spoke about regarding burning. Chaburo, what about chaburo? What's the question about chaburo? Av shelo letzoyich v'hi shelo letzoyich. So the Gemara understands that chaburo causing a blemish is a toldo. And we know in Shabbos you have Ovos et Tolados. Ovos is the main melachas that were in the Mishkan. And Tolados is what's learned from it. What's the main melacha of Chabur? The Gemara understands that's Shechita. So Shechita, we don't find that if you do it Shaloy Letzoyach, we do a Kilkul, that you're going to be Chayav. You tell me Chabur is different than you Chayav even Shaloy Letzoyach. How can it be that the Av, the main melamed, the main melacha, you have to do Letzoyach? But when you speak about Chabur, it could be even Shaloy Letzoyach according to Bar Kapra. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yisi, Rabbo, no, my spalgu and blows of Rabbi Yochanan. Says again, this is a machlekes of blows of Rabbi Yochanan. Is Chaburo the toldo of Shechita or not? Chadom, I once says, Shechita Yiko, Shechita is the Av, the Chaburo told us, and the Chaburo is the toldo. So really you have a question. How can it be that the Chaburo, who is the Toldo of Shechito, will be different than the Shechito? The Chorno, but the other one says, Machlof. He says the opposite. The main Melacha is the Chaburo. Shechita is a Toldo. So the Chaburo is the main Melacha. You could say the Chaburo doesn't have to be the Toyach. But the Toldo, we learned that maybe that in order for that Toldo to qualify as a Toldo, it needs to be something which is the Toyach. Continues the Gemara now and says, Hivir v'kibo b'nefich achas. One blowed, and with his blow, he caused some coals to have flame in them, and some coals to extinguish. So he causes with one blow, havara and kibui. Chayash time, there's two malachas over here, kibui and havara. Omavdimi achoy daryoyso, ado amro, what does this show you? What does this teach you? Nafach b'keil v'shibur m'shan ezek shalom. Someone blew into a kli and caused the kli to break because of his blow. He's chayav nezek shalom. He's chayav on the nezek. Because you see, the blowing is called a pe'ula. Because also here in Shabbos, when you blow, you're chayav. Ketanis the Gemara, choyseg yecholi mitachas agdeiro. Someone who is stoking the coals under the agdeiro, b'shabbos, on Shabbos, chayav. What is the chayav on? As we'll see soon in the Gemara, he's chayav on kibui. He's chayav because he's extinguishing some of the kecholim. But this one, Dharma holds, you're not chayav on avaro, as we'll see in a moment. Reb Shimon b'lozer b'shem, b'lozer b'tzodoy, chayav shtayim. Says, no, chayav two. Achat shekibah sel yoynus, v'achat shivir sedachtoynus. When you stoke the coals, so the bottom coals were not inflamed, they didn't have fire in them. So when you bring them up, they start burning. And now you have avaro. And the top coals that you put in the bottom, they are extinguished. Says the Gemara, v'choyseh gicholu mischamen kenegdo b'shabes potter. Someone who's stoking the coals in order to heat himself up, he wants to have fire to heat himself, he is potter. What does it mean? That depends on the machlikas we just learned. If you hold like the chayv only achas, so then you're potter, because what's the chayv? On kibui, on extinguishing. Here he doesn't want to extinguish, he wants more fire. So by stoking, he's trying to get the fire. Whatever he's extinguishing is not his intention. So for him, it's A, mekalkel, and second is dovah sheni miskamen. Bram, but Kemandomar Chayev Shtayim. And Mandomar that says you have two before. One in Kibur, one in Avaro. I mean, there is a Chiv Avaro on its own, Chayev. Because here, he's making fire in order to heat up. Says the Gemara, no. The Mar Avaro B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. We have the Shita, the Avaro Sanim Rabbi Yochanan. Leis Kan Chayev Shtayim. Everybody agrees not Chayev two on Kibur and Avaro. Elamali Molov Kilu Chayev Shtayim. Meaning he's considered to be, he did multiple aveiros, because he did kibui, he did havaro. But he's not chayav two, he's chayav only one. Everybody agrees he's not chayav two, and you may lay what it says over here, that when you make the fire only to heat up, you're not chayav on that, because if you didn't tend to do the kibui, everybody will agree to that. What's shat in this mandomar that holds us, there's no chiyuv and havaro? So the Chaim explains, this all goes according to mandomar, the havaro lelav yotzas. That havaro is only a lav, and therefore there's no carbon. That's what it means he's not chayav. There's an answer to do it, but he's not chayav a carbon in it. And this discussion on the Gemara is a liba de mandama, according to mandama that holds the avara lav yotzas, so we don't have a chiyuv on avara, and only kibui is one of the malachas that you chayav carbon on it. But the mandama layer that says you do chayav shtayim, that you chayav two, one for kibui and one for avara, he holds the avara not lav yotzas, lechalik yotzas, but avara is one of the regular malachas. So you have an avar. Continues the Gemara and Chav Kimel on the base. Oma have you done? Tomon eino roitze sheivaru ve'eino roitze sheichabos. Explains the Chaim. Ridin is saying that everybody agrees by mischamim that he's not chayav, not on kibui, not on avar. On kibui he's not chayav because he doesn't want it to be extinguished. But even avar, he doesn't want to cause more flames. All he wants to do is to heat himself up. By playing with the coals, he heats himself up. He doesn't really care for causing more fire. So it's melacha shein tzuchel gufa, the fact that the fire is going on over here. Even if you hold that you chayav on a regular avor. Pramhakla, meaning when you're stoking the coals under the kdeiro, right to shivaru, right to shichabu. He wants some of the coals to become stronger in order to cook better, and some of them he wants to extinguish. There should not be so much fire over here. So his intention is for both. Continues the Gemara with the same concept, he caused a fire, and with the same pe'ula is causing bishul. Rebbe Chaim brings a few scenarios, how can that be? Either that he is putting something into the fire, and it's cooking it until it burns it, or we're talking just a regular case that he puts coals under the pot. So by putting coals under the pot, he's causing havara to the coals and bishul to the pot. So if he did both, he's tani tani chayav shtayim. He's tani tani chayav achas. The machlokes is chayav two or he's chayav one. Mando amar chayav shtayim, achas b'shul mavir, v'achas b'shul mevashel. The mando amar says chayav two, is he chayav for havaro, for causing the fire, and for bishul. But the other mando amar holds, when you do a melacha that causes two melachas, if you do only one pu'ula, you chayav only one for it. Says the Gemara, Uman de Ma'achas, one who says you have only one, Haidoi, which one you have on it? Hridoi Meshum Avir, because with the Melacha that we're focusing on, if you have to choose between the two, is causing Havaro, bringing a fire. Hridoi Meshum Avir, because he's cooking, focusing on cooking. Says the Gemara, the Kashal de Abrasi, Kurt de Abrasi is hard to understand. Havaro Limdo Kol Melacha Shmater, as we said before, Havaro teaches, if you hold Havaro Lechalak Yotzas, it teaches in all the Melachas, Chayav in each one on its own. So you have to pick and choose between which melacha to mechayev him. You're going to say mevasha, not mavir. Doesn't make sense. Mavir is a more choshevdik melacha to mechayev on. So Gemara now is going to bring a few cases and to build a question against Rabbi Yosi. Something like this: Zan sheshimish b'migdish b'Shabbos. You have one who is not a kohen, a Yisrael, who is working on Shabbos and based on migdish. Now, usually in Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to work in Shabbos, but only a Kohen. A Zar is not allowed to work. So he's over in Isser Zorus of working in Beis HaMikdash, and not as a Kohen. But he's over in Isser Shabbos or not. Similarly, Baal Mum Sheshimesh Betumo. Someone who's not a Baal Mum, if there's no, it could bring Korban even Betumo. There's such a thing that a Kohen works in Tumo. Baal Mum, someone who has a blemish, cannot work in Beis HaMikdash. What happens if he works in Tumo? Do we say Tumo was... it was removed over here. There's no tumah in Beis HaMikdash. So the only yisur is Baal Mum. Or the tumah was removed only for the kohen. Someone who's not a kohen, someone who doesn't have a din of a kohen, still has the yisur tumah. So b'chir ruba amar shtayim, b'kapra amar achas, machlekes. B'chir ruba says, you have two. One for the yisur that he's doing right now is zarus to Baal Mum. And the other one is that if it's Shabbos or tumah, he's chayav for that as well, because that etter was not given to him, was given to the kohanim. And Rakapra says you have only one because the issue of Shabbos and Tumah is gone in Beis HaMikdash for everybody. So the more Maisi Rakapra of Chiyah Berubo. So Rakapra says, asks, I don't understand. Avoidish HaKoyen Mutar Bor Zayi Mechayev Aleo. Something that Koyen is allowed to do, he doesn't have Isser Tumah. He doesn't have Isser Shabbos. Why should Zayi have that Isser? Achor is completely removed in Beis HaMikdash. U'moisivlo v'misayivlo. And Rav Chiyah answered him, very kmitza chulunik mitzah su lezev lezeh mishik mitzah su lezoy mitzah su kohanim. So look at kmitza. When you have a mincha and you take a kmitza out of the mincha, you take a little piece to put in the mizbeach. Before you take out the kmitza, it's also to everybody. You take the kmitza, so now the kohen can eat it, but Yisrael can't. So he says, Reb Chiya, what's pshat? Yisrael remain with the original iser till you're not allowed to eat it. Omer le shani yid ichtiv kol zar lo yuchal kodesh. He says, no, the zar doesn't keep the original iser. Before you take the kmitza, everybody's also to eat it because it's not yet a carbon. It's not ready to be eaten. Once you did the kmitza, now it's something new. There's no isur mincha shlo nikmitza, so the kohen can eat it, and the isur has a new isur of kol zar lo yechal kodesh. The isur zar is a new isur. He doesn't retain the previous isur. So Gor brings another attempt. Very melika. Melika means how do they kill? How do they shecht the oif, the bird in Beis HaMikdash? The kohen did it with the back of, in the back of the oif. With his nail. So that's something which outside Beis HaMikdash is the Isser of Nevela. So it says in the Gemara, before you did Meliko, Asur Lezev Lezev, nobody can eat the bird. Mishin Nimliko, once you did Meliko, Asur Lezayim, who tells the Kohanim. The Zayim keep the original Isser, and the Kohanim will not eat it. No, the original Isser is gone. But now you have a new Isser of Zarus. Another similar question. Before you took a truma and maizes from the fruits, Kohen cannot eat it as well. There's a isur tevel. Once you took a truma, now the Kohen can eat it, but the zar can still not eat it. You understand, the original isur tevel remains. Same answer. The isur tevel is gone. Even Israel doesn't have isur tevel. There's a new isur of zarus. Let's go out and try to learn the sugya. Nafkun, v'shamun, they went out and heard. I mean, the same machloikis that Reb Chiya Rubo and Makapra had, they heard that Reb Yosef Shimon arguing, Reb Yosef holds his chayav two for Zaris and Shabbos, and according to Reb Shimon, his chayav only one. So they want man the ma'achas b'shum Zaris. The one who says chayav only one because he's a Zar, he's not chayav the Yisur Shabbos because Shabbos is hutra in the Mikdash. One who says he has two, so one is because he's a zar. Chornoso lama. What's the second one? What's the Isser Shabbos that you have over here? Mishu shchita? Is it because of shchita that you're not allowed to shecht? For shchita bizarre chair. Shchita you're allowed to do. Even if someone's not a kohen can do shchita. So that's allowed to be something else. Ela mishum hiluch zrika v'kabbalah. You want to tell because you walk with the blood, or accept the blood, or throw the blood on the mizbeach. Ein ela shvus. There's no issur Shabbos and these things midiraisa. It's only issur derabanan. It's maybe issur muksev tiltu. Have a less time. You have to say what's the reason? Ela mishum ichul evorim ubdorim shumis aklan gam mizbeach kol alaylos. When you put the fats and limbs on the mizbeach and you let them burn the entire night, that's what you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. If someone does that when he's not a Kohen, maybe that will be the Issur Shabbos that he's over. So now the Gemara is going back to what we started with in this Amud. We have a Braisa that says that if someone does Havara and Bishu, it's Chayav only one. The question is, what is it Chayav for? For Havara or for Bishu? Says the Gemara, I did a Biyudom Mishu Mavir Nicha. Rabbi Yudah that says that you Chayav an Havara on its own and more than Bishu. So here when you're putting the limbs on the Mizbeach, so you're doing avara, and for that you chayav. But al daiti the beis yidoma, koi te beis yidetzer, and av chovdal na mudalaf. Mishu mevashel, ma bishul yeshkan. Koi to him, you have to be chayav and bishul. There's no bishul over here when you're letting the limbs burn. Says the Gemara, mikivan shu roitze bi ikul ke mevashel. Yeah, because he wants the limbs to burn, that is considered to be bishul. It's equivalent to bishul. I want something to the fire, to create something. That's the issue you have over here. And as Reb Chaim explains, the more understands, when I have both, have Ora and Bishul, can be Chayav only in one. And here you do have Bishul, because you're causing a fire, but you're cooking or something. I just don't need the cooking. It's Melach HaShein Tzuch LeGufo. Says, the more you do need it, because I want this to burn, even though I'm not going to eat it, but this is what I want, it's considered to be your intention. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Shabbos, Daf Chof Gimel.